President John Evans Atta Mills says he still stands by his position not to give in to homosexuality. He is positive that the will of the people will rule supreme in this issue. Addressing the media on his return from the AU summit in Ethiopia, President Mills said calls from the international community on African leaders to accommodate homosexuality can be made over and over again, but Ghana will maintain its position. President Mills' comments were in response to the call by the UN Secretary General on African leaders at the AU summit to respect gay rights. Gloria Anderson has the details.
The voice by Western leaders in support of gay rights in Africa went mute at the close of last year, following a strong backlash against the warning by Prime Minister David Cameron to tie British aid to respect for gay rights. UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon reignited the issue at the AU summit in Addis Ababa with a call on African leaders to respect gay rights. President John Atta Mills said he is not surprised by the call and insists that on issues of gay rights, Ghana's position will always be the same.
Our position well known. Ghanaian society frowns upon homosexuality. And everybody has been telling us that democracy means governance for the people, by the people, and the interests of the people. If the people's interest is that we do not legalize homosexuality, I don't see how any responsible leader can decide to go against the wishes of his people. I heard very clearly what the Secretary General said. I wasn't a bit surprised because of where he is currently in New York and all that. I didn't have the chance to look at the faces of my colleagues as when he appeared to be addressing. So we only listened to it. We've all made our positions known. Nobody can say that in Ghana we discriminate against homosexuals. There's no witch hunting for homosexuals. Nobody is going from place to place trying to identify homosexual. Nobody has ever been denied a job in this country because he's a homosexual. I mean, that is their own no problem. So when people talk about discrimination, they must be talking about, you know, some other societies. We don't do it. And therefore, we only listen. And then we move on. So the Secretary General has made his views known. We have also made our views known. So the value is the same.
President Atta Mills expressed appreciation to AU for recognizing the efforts of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He described the summit as successful, saying although African leaders are positive on promoting intra-African trade, it will not be possible if political conflicts continue in some countries. He said promoting intra-African trade will be beneficial to all Africans if constraints are addressed.
We do not have the productive infrastructure that we need. And I cited the example that we don't have adequate roads linking us. But even where we have the roads, there are far too many checkpoints. And we extract official and unofficial fees and charges from transporters. And these fees and charges swell up the cost. So it makes our goods expensive and unattractive as compared with imported goods. But there were a number of contributions. And we all agree that there is a need for us to seriously consider how we can boost our intra-African trade. We have the potential, we have the willingness, and there's no reason why we should not be able to improve on the current situation.
He commended the Black Stars for their brilliant performance in their games played so far. He said all the African leaders showed admiration for Ghana's achievements. President Mills believes the Black Stars will win the African Cup and asked Ghanaians to pray for them.
For some reason, colleagues have some admiration for Ghana because of what we've been able to achieve. And you could sense that very, very easily. And of course, the brilliance of the Black Stars is one of the contributing factors. And I believe that even though many of them would not admit it, surely all decided to sneak out when the Black Stars were playing against Mali. I know that many of them also know that the eventual winners are going to be the Black Stars. We are very much impressed with them, and I want to use this occasion to wish them well and ask Ghanaians to pray for them.
President Atta Mills was met on arrival by Vice President John Mahama and some top government officials.
Gloria Anderson reporting.